Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Today we are very fortunate to have our Chaitanya Bhagavat class from His Grace Achintya Gopesh Prabhuji. So I would like to read Srila Prabhupada's quote before we hand over the call to Prabhuji. So the quote for today is, "We don't drink Coca-Cola, we don't drink Pepsi-Cola, we don't smoke. So many things which are selling the market in huge quantity by advertisement, by victimizing the poor customer, but they are called unnecessary things. There is no need of such things." This was said by His Divine Grace at Mauritius on October 2nd, 1975. So Hare Krishna, Achintya Gopesh Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and coming to our call. And you're here to glorify the Supreme Lord, and we are all eagerly waiting to hear from you. Today, Prabhuji is going to talk on Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, third chapter from texts 137 to 151. So please take over the call, Prabhuji, eagerly waiting to hear from you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I'm also very happy to be among all of you, and especially discussing a wonderful topic with us about arrival and meeting of Nityananda Prabhu. So we will begin by Guru Vandana, and then we will start the class. Om Ajnana Dimiranandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Malitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namavum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gurave Gaurachandraya Adhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Jayatam Suratoor Pango Mamandavatir Gatihi Mat Sarvasva Badam Bojo Radha Madanam. Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone to today's wonderful discussion on the Chaitanya Bhagavat. We are reading from Madhya Kanda, and chapter number 3, text number 137. And we are reading about after Nityananda Prabhu having arrived, how did Gauranga Mahaprabhu react, and how did he share or hint about this news to the Vaishnavas? So we are going to read this. So what we will do is we have about close to about 15 verses, 14, 15 verses. So we'll read about 4 or 5 verses, and then we will discuss on the same. Text number 137. Nityanandagama Jani Vishwambaram Ananta Harisha Prabhu Ailantaram. When Vishwambara understood that Nityananda had arrived, he became unlimitedly joyful at heart. Purva Vyapadeshe Sarva Vaishna Vairastane On some pretext, the Lord had previously given Vaishnavas some hint about Nityananda's arrival, yet none of them had understood. Before the arrival of Nityananda, Gaurasundara had hinted to the Vaishnavas that some great personality would come, but the Vaishnavas could not grasp the meaning of Gaurasundara's statement.
Are bhai dina dui tina ravitare, kona maha purusha eka asi behitare. oh brothers, within 2 or 3 days, some great personality will come here. Text 140. Devasei Dina Vishnu Puji Gaura Chandra Satvare Milila Yata Vaishnavera Vrinda. By providence, after worshipping Vishnu that same day, Gaurachandra soon met with all the Vaishnavas. Savakarastane Prabhu Kahena Apane Ajiyami Aparupa Dekhilu Swapane. The Lord told everyone, today I have seen something wonderful in a dream. So we will dive into some of the pastimes and the secrets of what is happening here. As you know, in the previous verses, you have heard how Lord Nityananda Prabhu arrived in Navadvip and how he was staying at Advaita Acharya's house. Now, realizing that Nityananda Prabhu has arrived, as we can see in the 137th sloka, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is becoming antara. Internally, he is focusing internally on the mode and he is becoming very, very blissful. Why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becoming so blissful? I always like to discuss some of these things which seem very obvious. But let's, if I can hear from some of you, then we can churn this better. Why do you think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is becoming, or Vishwambara is becoming so happy? Of course, Nityananda Prabhu, yes, everybody will be happy, but what could be the reasons why Vishwambara is becoming very happy? Can anybody share? What could be, there could be many, many reasons, we don't know, but what could be the reasons why Vishwambara is very happy? On realizing that Nityananda Prabhu has arrived in Navadvip,
Mahaprabhu was thinking that, like, there are, yes, could be various of reasons, but
yes,
one of them is that, first of all, Mahaprabhu knows that he's incomplete without Nityananda.
Yes.
Secondly, he became ecstatic because now Sankirtan movement can widely spread.
Yes, very
but
nice.
Mahaprabhu may be thinking that, okay, now Nityananda Prabhu will take the task and I'll simply relish.
Yes.
Prabhu spread it now. He's my right hand.
Very wonderful. Very wonderful things. Yes, there could be many, many reasons. There isn't one reason. But that's why I think it's best to churn some of these things from different perspectives. So very beautiful three perspectives you have shared, Mataji. One is obviously, of course, Nityananda Prabhu, without Nityananda Prabhu, and it is expansion himself. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will feel very glad. He'll feel complete when he is there. Obviously, the Sankirtan movement, and we'll talk about this in detail, how the Sankirtan movement can spread because of Nityananda Prabhu's arrival. And also, yes, there is a lot of facilitation that Nityananda Prabhu does, right? So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees can relish the Leela. Yes, very wonderful. Very nice. Anybody else wants to share anything else? Okay, let's. You all know about Nityananda Prabhu, so but we'll just dwell a bit on the Nityananda Tattva.
Prabhuji, can I say something?
Yes, please.
Yeah, Prabhu, he is an Adi Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always wanted to give credits to everyone. So he wants to give credit to Nityananda Prabhu. And he is waiting when he is going to come and so that he can start his Sankirtan movement. And he is going to do it through him. So that's one more reason.
Very wonderful. Very wonderful. Yes, Adi Guru. And as Adi Guru, he will give that credit and he will start the Sankirtan movement through them, through Nityananda Prabhu. So that is also very wonderful. So he is meditating on all of this in his ahar and all the pastimes that will happen. And that is bringing so much ecstasy in his heart. That is one thing, obviously. The other is, yes, he is Balram. He is his eternal brother. And meeting up with his eternal brother brings a completely a different kind of ecstasy in the heart. That is also there. And this entire combination of Satchit and Ananda, Radha and Krishna are already there, but the eternal factor of Balram also joining in makes it completely complete, like all of you have said. So yes, these are very wonderful things. So just to quickly refresh ourselves on the Tattva of Nityananda, like you very much know, the first expansion from Krishna, Balram on the right, Radharani on the left. And the first expansion, Balram, does many things, like you already know. One, obviously, the first thing is he is the one who can show Krishna or explain about Krishna. He is the first expansion who is coming out. And because he can show Krishna and he can explain about Krishna or he can bring people to Krishna, he is the Adi Guru as the first expansion. Second, like you have said, he also facilitates everything. Now, the expansion of Krishna, who is Balram, is eternally serving Krishna. And we'll talk about different moods in which he serves. But as he serves in multiple different ways. And one of the main services he does is everything that we see in the service of the Lord, all the paraphernalia, whether it is a bell we are using or the mridanga, everything is considered Balram or Nityananda, because they are the expansion of the Lord from that perspective. And of course, we know that Balram serves in practically every way. It is said he serves as the Lord's seat, as Anantashesh or Lord's bed. He serves as the chapels of the Lord. He serves as the umbrella of the Lord. He is the dham in which all the pastimes have expanded. If you talk about Golok Vrindavan, the dham, or you talk about the different dhams, Vaikuntha and so on and so forth, the entire expansion of the dham is from Balram. So Balram is actually the foundation and the platform or the entire land in which the Leela is done. And that also we'll talk about in detail of the intricacies of them. So Balram is Adi Guru. Balram is the one who is expanding this, and Balram is also the one who is facilitating the pastimes. So obviously, this Balram Tattva is the most important Tattva to reach Radha and Krishna, right? So it is said only through Balram can Balram's mercy can we attain Krishna, Radha and Krishna. These things we know. Or we have heard many times from that perspective. So today we'll try and go slightly deeper into some of these topics. Now, having understanding Lord Balram in Tattva as somebody who expands, facilitates the entire Leela, then we have to understand that Balram is non-different from Nityananda, that also you have heard. But specifically in the mood of Nityananda, he facilitates this entire Sankirtan movement, and he facilitates specifically the conditioned souls to come closer to this Parakya Bhava or this entire Bhava that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expanding. There are two aspects to that entire thing. One is, it is the Bhava of Paramore, Parakya Bhava. And second, the fact is that it is achieved through vira, through separation, service and separation. And we'll also see how Nityananda Prabhu facilitates these two aspects also. But it is said, like we already know, it is said that Balram serves the Lord in multiple ways. Largely, it is service to the Lord, but in every rasa, for example, in Shanta Rasa, how does Balram serve Krishna in Shanta Rasa? Anybody? How does Balram serve Krishna in Shanta Rasa?
Through like his ornaments.
Is it ornaments, Prabhuji?
Yes, ornaments, paraphernalia, and we have also said that entire dham, right? The entire dham and the entire stage of the Leela is through Shantarasa, Balram is serving, right? Balram is serving as a servant. In Dasya Rasa, how is he serving? What are the forms he's serving? Yes,
Roj.
Yes, Anant Shesha, yes. As Anant Shesha is serving as in the servantal mood to the Lord, he's become the bed of the Lord, he has become the throne of the Lord, he's become everything that the Lord, he supports the entire universes on his hoods. So in Shantarasa is serving. Sakya is anywhere there, right? As Lord Balram with his coward friends. And he, as in Sakya, is definitely he's there, right? In Dasya is also serves as Lakshmana at times. So Sakyarasa is also there. And Vatsalya is also part of the pastimes. As you can see, whenever Krishna goes to herd the cows, Yashoda Mata says always to Balram, you be the caretaker. Now you are going to the jungle. There will be many obstacles. There will be many demons. But please make sure that you take care of Krishna. So when he takes care of Krishna, when he says, oh, you've been playing too much, you're eating mud, he tries to make sure that Krishna is safe. And in that bhava, he's acting, right? Almost the elder brother has to act like parents at some point in time. So he's acting in Vatsalya Rasa also. And then, does Balram serve in Madhuri Ras?
Ananga Manjari.
Yes. Takes up Manjari form.
Yes. He takes up Manjari form as Ananga Manjari. And he serves their lordship as Ananga Manjari also. So all these moods, Balram is serving Krishna. But we also know that Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Leela it can be looked in various ways. One of the ways to look at Chaitanya Leela is that it is an extension. It is also seen as an extension. For example, if you look at Srimad Bhagavatam and if you look at the entire Leela, you will find that multiple personalities have in Bhagavatam come in contact with Krishna. They are doing some pastimes, but it can be said, it can never be said that something is lacking, but in one sense it can be said that something was remaining, which they wanted, which could not be completed. For example, Lord Brahma came, he stole the calves, and then he saw Krishna in his original form in Goloka, and he was completely mesmerized. He realized that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He realized this Madhurya Rasa. He then prayed that just make me a grass or a piece of dust in this entire Goloka Vrindavan. But there was something that was missing, which is he wanted to associate with Krishna. He wanted to beg forgiveness to Krishna for having done this offense of taking the calves. And he also wanted himself not to be proud at all and to serve very menially and help Krishna in his Leela. So he went to Navadvip, he meditated, and there he got the darshan of Gaurasundar. And he said, when I am appearing as Gaurasundar, you will come as Namacharya Haridas Thakur. And as Haridas Thakur, he was born in a family of Muslims. And he was completely humble. And then he was trying to serve always. And he was helping the Lord propagate the holy name. So like that, if you see Lord Shiva had some desires, he came as Advaita Acharya. He wanted to, he had, as Shankaracharya preached impersonalism, now he wanted to correct it and he wanted to actually get chastisement from the Lord. So Advaita Acharya came and he was chastised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So everybody had some desires which were devotional desires, which were not fully complete in their Leela in Srimad Bhagavatam. If you look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the entire Leela as an extension, they came in this Leela and got completely fulfilled. And we know this about Lord Balram also. When he appeared at Lakshmana, he was the younger brother. And he had to do many things which he did not like to do. He did not want to see Lord Rama go to the forest. He had said, we will arrest Kaikeyi here and here and now. But Lord Rama said, no, we will go to the forest. He didn't want to see Lord Rama suffer in many ways. But he had to see that. Ultimately, when he was guarding Sita Devi ordered him to go away and spoke many words. He perhaps, in his mood of wanting to serve Lord Ram best, he didn't want to do that. But as a part of Leela, he had to do that. So sometimes it is said that Lakshmana thought, and sometimes it's said that when he had to light the fire before he goes, leaving Sita Devi and going to help Lord Ram, apparently, he made a vow that I will never become younger. If I become younger brother, I have to, you know, do these things. Not that he didn't want to do what Lord wanted, but he was pained to see his beloved Lord being troubled. As a servant, he wanted to see that his master and his beloved Lord is always facilitated with the best. So he didn't want to become younger. So next Leela, he became older brother. He is eternally the older brother, but he became, as Lord Balram, he appeared as older brother. And when he appeared as older brother, still many things happened, which was, he thought there are things, Krishna will listen to him as the elder brother, and he did listen. But all the Leela, for example, Subhadra being kidnapped by Arjuna, many things he was opposed to. He had already promised the marriage, but now by Krishna's arrangement, Arjuna had kidnapped, right? He did not want the Mahabharata war, but by Krishna's arrangement, something else happened. So he saw that as elder brother also, he has to see many things, Krishna undergoing many things and his devotees undergoing many things, like the Pandavas undergoing some sufferings, which he did not want to. So in this Leela, he said, younger brother also not possible, elder brother also not possible. So what is possible? He became completely an avadhuta. Avadhuta obviously is in that rank after sannyasi and everything. When one becomes completely in the pastimes of the Lord, when he's here, but they are not here, they are completely in the pastimes of the Lord. And they are seeing and experiencing things in the pastimes of the Lord. So they appear like a madman. They sometimes laugh, they sometimes cry, they are sometimes in ecstasy. So they are completely beyond. They are even beyond the regulations of sannyasi life. So they give up and they just wear avadhuta clothes, completely like a mad hand disheveled. But, so Nityananda Prabhu, Balram, when he appeared completely as an avadhuta, who is completely absorbed in these entire set of pastimes, right? Completely in bliss, completely in the pastimes, there was no rules and regulations. And there is nothing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could make him do, which he would completely do anything that he was. Sometimes he used to wear clothes, somebody was not wearing clothes, he was dancing, he was completely ecstatic. And as Balram also, he also wanted to, as Ananga Manjari was participating, he also saw Krishna's Rasleela from far. Right, you know that when Sharad, the summer ras happens, it happens opposite to Govardhan Hill, near the Chandra Sarovar. And Balram climbed the Govardhan Hill, and from there he was looking, and he could see the Ras Leela happening. Right, so he also wanted to see Krishna's pastime and experience these Madhurya pastimes of Krishna. That's what. Sometimes when you go to Parikrama, it is called, what is that spot called? Where Balram was looking at the Ras Leela. Anybody knows? When you go on Parikrama of Govardhan, there is a place that comes, after Govindkund, when you're walking towards Poonchadi Kalota, you'll get that spot where it's called Look Dauji. This Look Dauji, from where Dauji climbed Govardhan and was looking at Chandra Sarovar and the Ras Leela. Right? So these desires are there of Lord Balram. And to facilitate it, he became Nityananda. in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela as Nityananda, complete avadhuta, no care of what is happening here, what is the Leela, what is that I have to do, what is that I should not do, completely blissful in the pastimes of the Lord. So this Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balram, appearing as an avadhuta to facilitate the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya is the ultimate avatar. Now, what is the advantage of Nityananda Prabhu being avadhuta? There, it is not like Duryodhana is killed or somebody is killed and Rukmini's mustache is cut off. That also he didn't want, right? It is not like that. Here, he would unlimitedly distribute Krishna prayer to each and every one, patra patra dekhi. He would completely distribute the holy name and the Krishna prem to everyone. And because he's mad, he's completely intoxicated, he's distributing it left, right and center. So this Nityananda Prabhu, when Balram comes as Nityananda Prabhu or as Nityananda Prabhu, is supremely merciful. So when we say that through Balram, we can understand Radha and Krishna. What is through Nityananda that we can enter into the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or the pastimes of Radha and Krishna combined, right? And it is specifically favorable that we actually, especially in this Kali Yuga, that we surrender to Lord Nityananda. And by surrendering to Lord Nityananda, it becomes absolutely easy for us to enter into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime and in fact understand this Chaitanya Bhagavat itself from that perspective. Now, so hence Nityananda Tattva is actually Balram, but Balram in a complete avadhut mood and completely in a mood to spread this Krishna Prem, and in a mood where his inner desires, which were apparently not complete in the Krishna Leela, are now going to be completely satisfied. And now there is no hindrance. He doesn't have to hide in the Govardhan and look. He can completely be in the pastimes. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing in the mood of separation, he is usually in the pastimes. What happens in Krishna Leela is that out of reverence, Radharani and Balram don't come face to face. When Balram is there, Radharani is not there. When Radharani is there, usually Balram is not there. So it is said when walking, when they are walking Govardhan path, when Radharani is walking, if on the rocks she sees shades of blue, then she understands the elder brother Balram is here and she changes her course. Because due to the reverence, they don't want to come face to face because the mood is different, right? But in this Leela, as you can see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, in many of the Antarang Leela, it is Lalita and Vishakha Sakhi, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai who is facilitating. But in many of the other Leelas, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing in separation, Lord Nityananda Prabhu is there very much as the center of the Leela. So that is also unique in this pastime, that you will see that Balram is there and Radha Krishna is there, are there, and everybody is there as a part of, and Lalita, Vishakha, Sakhi, all the Sakhis are there, all the Gopas are there, everybody is there together in these Leelas from that perspective. Now, so this is Nityananda in brief, Nityananda Tattva, that we have already heard of. Now, we will also, for a couple of minutes before we get into this Leela, we'll also speak about how we always say this, that only by the mercy of Balram that we will get the mercy of, we will be able to approach Radha and Krishna. Or only by the mercy of Nityananda can we get access to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, right? So, how is this? There are multiple pastimes, obviously, which illustrate this. One, of course, is in Ramayana itself. Like we discussed last time also, what happens? Can we ask the other question? Let's see. What happens if you don't surrender to Nityananda Prabhu, or if we ignore Nityananda Prabhu and straight away try to go to Lord Chaitanya, or we ignore Balaram and straight away try to go to Krishna, or we ignore Lakshmana and straight away go to Lord Ramchandra? What happens? What happens? Can anybody share?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. In Ramayana, it's like Sugriva doesn't respect Lakshmana. I think, is that the same incident to be related here, Prabhuji?
Yes, yes. We related here last time. Yes. Correct. Very much, very much. For example, like Mataji is saying, Sugriva, you know, he thought that he is talking. See, he was the king who has lost his kingdom. He sees Lord Ramchandra as somebody else, a king who has lost his kingdom. And when they make a pact over the fire, he believes in that I am a king and I will only talk to the king, right? And Hanuman or somebody else will talk to Lakshmana because he is the subordinate to the king, or he is serving the king, or he is the minister. So I will not talk to Lakshmana because it is beyond my, it's a protocol. My protocol is to only talk to the king. So he thinks like this. But what happens? Then he surrenders to Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra promises that I will help you. And obviously, the promise of Raghukul, Raghukul Reet Sada Chali Aayi, Prana Jaye for Vachanana Jaye. There is no way that a promise given by anybody in the clan of Raghukula is ever broken. But when he goes to fight Bali, what happens? First day, he is beaten black and blue. Sugriva is getting beaten, but Lord Ramchandra is not releasing the arrow. Right? So in the evening, Sugriva comes running to Lord Ramchandra and says, what is that? You made a promise. And despite your promise, I am getting beaten like this and you are not even protecting me. How is that possible? So what is the reason Lord Ramchandra gave? What did he say?
He couldn't recognize between Sugriva and Vali because of the similar features and all that stuff.
Similar features. So he said, you are almost twins. I cannot recognize who is who. And if I had mistakenly shot you, that would have been a calamity. So I will not, I cannot... I didn't shoot the arrow. But tell me, even a mother can recognize between the twins, correct? Even if there are twins, there sometimes she might get confused, but a mother also knows who's who, correct? This is elder or younger or whatever, between the twins they can. How is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot recognize between this jiva and that jiva? Is that possible? So why did Lord Ramchandra say like that? What is the inner reason? What is the reason? So because Sugriva was ignoring Lakshmana, then he said, I can't recognize between both of you. If you ignore Guru or you ignore Nityananda or you ignore Balaram or Lakshmana, Krishna doesn't recognize. Right? Impossible for Krishna to shower his mercy. Then Sugriva said, what should I do to now for you to recognize? He said, why don't you wear a flower garland? You wear a flower garland and then I will be able to recognize. Then he said, okay, I will wear, you give me a flower garland, I will wear. What did Lord Ram say? Oh, Lakshmana has a flower garland. Please go to him. He will give you the flower. So when he went before Lakshmana, because he had to bow down to Lakshmana. He had to bow down before Lakshmana so that Lakshmana can put the flower garland. When he actually bowed down before Lakshmana, physically and from the heart, and when he received Lakshmana's mercy in the form of the flower garland, then Lord Ramchandra said, now I can recognize. Now next day, immediately he shot the arrow. But first day, without Lakshmana's mercy, when he went, what happened? He got beaten black and blue, right? Similarly, if we try to go on the path of bhakti without Guru's mercy, without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, Lord Balram, we will only get beaten black and blue by Maya. Right? There is no way we will get the mercy. Right? But immediately as we surrender in spirit to Guru, for example, we are doing hundreds of services, we are thinking we'll do this, that. But as soon as our heart becomes one with our Guru's mission or what Guru wants or things that will please our Guru, immediately our progress in Krishna consciousness is very fast. You might be doing wonderful things before also, but with an independent mentality that I will do this, I will do X, Y, Z, and I will make ISKCON great or I will do something big. But if it is not aligned to what your Guru Maharaj is trying to do, his mood and mission, then it will be good. It is good, but you might not progress that fast. But the moment you align and you bow down to your Guru, completely surrender and with his mercy work, then the progress, you see some devotees really are flourishing and doing so many wonderful things. They can construct temples, they can distribute so many books, they can preach so much because they are having the empowerment from their Guru. So this is one instance. The other instance is very well known, right? Raghunath Das Goswami tried to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu multiple times, but what was happening? The servants would catch him, servants employed by his father, because the father was a big zamindar, they would catch him and again put him in the house arrest, right? Every time he tried, he could not meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. Then what did he do? Then you know the famous pastime when Raghunath Das Goswami bored from far. Nityananda Prabhu had come to Paniyatti. And with his servants, Raghunath Das came and he paid obeisance from far away because he was feeling a bit shy to go directly. Lord Nityananda said, "You thief, why are you going away from far? Why is he a thief?" Right? Trying to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly and try to steal Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glance without taking the mercy of Nityananda. He said, "Today I will punish you. You are a thief." And he gave the punishment. And what is the punishment by which you can get Guru's mercy? Or what is the service that Nityananda Prabhu gave by which he got the mercy? It is service to the Vaishnavas of distributing Chida Dahi, Pani Hati. So when Nityananda Prabhu gave that punishment, now you bring yogurt, you bring banana and you bring milk and you make Chida Dahi and distribute to everybody. And when Raghunath Das Goswami very happily did that, then he did not have to go anywhere. Nityananda Prabhu called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there and with his hands he fed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishna will come to you when you get the mercy of Balram or Guru. Balram Tattva, as we have already spoken, is Guru Tattva from that perspective. So this is something from a pastime we can very clearly understand. Now, some people like to understand technically, right? Prabhuji, ye to kahani hai. Lekin from technically, how do you understand? This is from a Leela perspective, from a Tattva and from a technical perspective. What happens when we start chanting? From when you start chanting, when the Hare Krishna Mahamantra enters, we know the stages, Ado Shraddha. Initially, there is Shraddha. And sometimes we like to hear Harinam, we like to have some prasad, we like to come to the program. Then first there is Shraddha that Krishna could be, you read Bhagavad Gita something. Then you come to the programs, Sadhu Sangha. And then you get into Bhajana Kriya, you start chanting. And then you take initiation. And when you take initiation and when the Guru gives the mantra and when you chant and serve the Guru, serve the mission of the Guru, not just physical, but the Vani service, Vapu and Vani, when you serve the instructions of the Guru and you are chanting, then Anartha Nivarti happens. And after Anartha Nivarti, then Nishta comes. The mind is completely subdued. And when the mind is subdued, then you are not distracted. You are fixed in determination in your sadhana. And in that, from Nishta comes the next, which is Ruchi. So, Ruchi is the stage. So there are these three shaktis, right? Sat, which is eternity. Krishna or the Bhagavan is Sat Chit Anand, right? Sat or eternity is represented by Balram. Chit is Krishna and Ananda is Radharam. So when you get to Ruchi, the first rays of Ananda starts coming in after Nishta. And the first rays of mercy of Radharani, when it touches your heart, then Ruchi comes. And when that rays completely engulfs the heart, so when it starts hitting the heart, then Asakti. And when it completely engulfs, it becomes Bhava. Right? And what is that called? There's a specific word also for that, right? What is one of the effects of the stage of Bhava? Completely engulfing. Does anybody remember the word? Completely engulfing the soul. Effect of Bhava. I'm forgetting the name. Okay, I'll come to that. So now, at the stage of Ruchi is when the first rays of Ananda comes. So all the stages before that, and once Ananda comes, Bhava happens, and then Swayam Krishna appears in the heart, and Krishna Prem happens, and then it is like a stage where Krishna is dancing. And then the entire Leela start to happen within your heart, and then in the Siddha Deha, they go into the Leela and come out like Raghunath Das Goswami and all of that. All of this happens in the higher stages. So it is like building a stage and then Radharani's mercy, and then Krishna himself comes on the stage and starts enacting the Leela. But the entire stage that we are building from Ado Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Navrati to Nishta is whose Shakti? Especially from Bhajana Kriya to Nishta, is whose Shakti? This is the Sat Shakti, or this is Balram. Right? When the Balram or the Sat Shakti is actually the one who builds the stage. Right? And once you build the stage and got to Nishta, is when Radharani's mercy can come. Right? So to get to Radharani's mercy, you have to build the stage. And then Krishna will come and dance on it. So the first five stages where you are building the stage for Krishna to dance is actually coming from the mercy of Balram or Nityanand Prabhu's mercy, which is the Sat Shakti. Right? So it is said that unless you come to Nishta, you cannot get Ruchi. So you cannot get mercy of Radharani unless you have the mercy of Nityanand. Now, to come to that stage of Nishta, we have to do Bhajana Kriya. We have to surrender to Guru, take initiation. Without surrendering to Guru, taking initiation, and it's not just initiation, serving the instruction of Guru, we cannot do Anartha Nivrti. And then, because Anartha Nivrti does not happen, then Nishta will not come, then Ruchi will not. So surrendering to a guru is very important. That guru tattva is not different from Balram. Or if you surrender to the guru, take initiation and serve him, you get Balram's mercy. By Balram's mercy, you get to Nishta, you get Radharani's mercy. Radharani's mercy, you get to Bhava, and Krishna appears in the heart. And then Leelas appear in the heart. And then you get absorbed in the Leela antarang, and you enter the past. Right? So this is the sequence. So it is very important to get Balram's mercy or Nityanand Prabhu. Now, Nityanand Prabhu in this is even more munificent, that he actually gives the Harina, right? He spreads the Harina. And he, because of Nityanand Prabhu's preaching and Namacharya Haridas Thakur's preaching, they were the two people who went out first to preach the holy name, and everywhere they are begging everybody, please take the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Please take the holy name, right? They are begging. So Nityanand Prabhu was specifically merciful that even if he helps you develop the Shraddha and the Sangha, and then specifically in Bhajana Kriya in association with Guru, you develop the entire Anarthanavrti. Now, all of these things, why am I giving the background? All of these things you can see in this Leela. So like you said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very happy. This Leela, which is happening now, you can look at it in different perspectives, right? One, from a perspective, like you said, that if you look at it from a conditioned soul's perspective, Sankirtana started in Srivas Thakur's house, right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already has started to sing, correct? But unless Nityananda Prabhu does not come there, it is very difficult for the other conditioned living entities. Maybe the intimate associates can enjoy that Sankirtan. But if the Sankirtan has to be heard by all the conditioned devotees, conditioned souls, what is the important criteria? That Guru Tattva or Nityananda Tattva has to be there. So till Nityananda Prabhu arrives in Navdeep, the Sankirtan movement cannot spread. Even if it spread, the conditioned souls will not be able to understand. So from a conditioned soul's perspective, this is the most important event, right? Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking birth is very important. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking initiation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starting the Sankirtan, which you've heard, all of this you've heard, is very important. But from our perspective, from conditioned soul's perspective, what is most important is Nityananda Prabhu arriving in this place. Without that, we could have never got any understanding into this actual Sankirtan. And it could be possible that some of the other people, we might have even mistaken, like other Brahmanas there were saying, oh, in the night they are singing, they are disturbing the Lord, this should not be done. There are many things that they were saying. Only because of the kripa of Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Prabhupada and our own Guru Maharaj, that we are now able to understand what is this Sankirtan and how it can give us Krishna Prema. So one is that perspective of looking at the Leela, and that is also a reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very happy that now his mission of spreading this holy name will happen, like you all of you have said. Second, like you saw from the other perspective, Nityananda Prabhu facilitates everything. So all the mridang, all the kartal, all the leela, everything that has to happen, the entire facilitation, only by Nityananda Prabhu's arriving that it can happen. Like you see some event, unless the event manager comes and arranges everything, the event cannot start. Even if the performers have arrived, unless the event manager comes and arranges everything, the performance cannot start. So the other perspective of seeing is Lord Nityananda Prabhu now will facilitate, and that's what happened. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Namachari Haridas Thakur to preach, and they went out, they preached, then they spoke to Jagai Madai. All of the Leela started to happen as Nityananda Prabhu started to facilitate the Leela. So even from a facilitating perspective, one, for conditioned souls to understand, second, as Guru Tattva, second, as the facilitator of the Leela, Lord Nityananda Prabhu is there. And the third thing, this is exactly from Nityananda Prabhu's perspective, from his internal perspective, this is exactly what he wanted. Not being told to do this or that, completely in the avaduta mode, go and do distribute the Krishna prem completely to each and everybody. Completely unfettered. Nobody can ask him question, hey, why did you do it like this? Why did you do like that? He's completely avaduta. He can do anything. And from his internal perspective, he can now relish the mood of separation, the mood of between the Madhurya mood, which is there, which otherwise in Krishna Leela, he was keeping away from. Of course, as Ananga Manjari was there, but as Balram, he was keeping away from. Now he could completely, without any restrictions, participate and relish that mood. So all those three things are now happening, and that beginning is happening from that perspective. So Vishwambara is very happy, right? And he is sharing this secret with some of the Vaishnavas. But the Vaishnavas are not readily able to understand this particular. Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given a hint, it is difficult. The Vaishnavas couldn't understand who exactly he is talking about. Of course, a Mahapurusha is coming, he said that, but he was not sure whom they are talking about. Then what happens? We will see. We'll just read a bit more and then we will. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now starting to explain this slightly more in detail. He's trying to reveal who's the personality who's coming, right? Taladvaja ekarata samsare rasara asiya rahila rata maraduyara. A chariot adorned by a flag marked with palm tree and expert in bestowing the essence of life on all people arrived at my doorstep. So Jagan Mahaprabhu is further revealing, here is a personality who can give you the essence of life is to achieve Krishna. And who can give that? That is Lord Balaram. On the pretext of explaining the topics of his dream, Gaurasundara said, I saw Baldev Prabhu's chariot adorned with a flag marked with a palm tree arrive at my doorstep. This chariot adorned with a flag marked with a palm tree delivers one from the non-essential of this material world and affords the essence of life. This is the meaning of the palm tree. The palm tree, as it will be explained, in this material world, everything is temporary. But those who are attracted to Baldev's chariot adorned by a flag marked with a palm tree are eligible to be attracted to by the essential objects of this world. The height of the chariot adorned by a flag marked with a palm tree is incomparable. Just as the palm tree's height is higher than other trees. Similarly, the mental chariot of the conditioned souls is tiny in comparison to the palm tree marked on that flag. The palm tree marked on the top of the Baldev's chariot is adorned with fruits. So when you see the palm tree chariot, Taladvaja, when you go to Jagannathpuri or when you see Ratyatra, you see the chariot of Lord Balaram, the palm tree signifies that your mind and your material aspirations are so small. And what Balaram is there to give is so large, so high, and with all the fruits. So if you are attracted by Balaram, if somebody says, Prabhu, I'm doing a lot of services, I'm doing my japa, but I'm not progressing fast or I'm not progressing as much as I want to. The essential question which is asked is, are you attracted by your guru's instruction, or is your mind completely getting absorbed in thinking about your guru's instruction? Or in other words, I can also be doing my office, I can also be doing everything. Of course, we have to maintain family, we have to do the office and simultaneously be serving guru. But 24 hours, and this is what Prabhupada showed practically, when Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami Maharaj gave the instruction, he apparently for the next 30-40 years did not start on that instruction. Of course, he did back to Godhead, he did Jhansi and everything. But 69, when he went to the West, and that's when he really started doing it. But one thing Prabhupada said is, there was not even a moment, not even a single day when I forgot about my Guru Maharaj's instruction. Every day I was meditating, was always meditating on how could I do this service? How could I do this service? And he was trying many things to do this service. So as much as our mind gets attracted to Lord Balaram, or in other words, our mind gets attracted to our guru's instruction, that much we progress faster and the material things become small. It's not that you will leave your job or anything, but the entire consciousness of I have to progress in my job, or I have to earn more money, that consciousness becomes small. And what is my Guru Maharaj trying to do? He's like trying to establish a temple, or he's trying to distribute books, or what is his mission and how can I serve in that mission? That consciousness becomes predominant. And that essentially is also nishtha from that perspective, when you become fixed in that service. So this he is giving a hint. Tara maje dekhi eka praka danta sharira maha eka stambha skande gati nahi sthira. Within this chariot, I saw someone with a huge body. He held a post on his shoulder and his movements were unsteady. I saw a great personality with a massive body sitting with that chariot adorned by a flag marked with a palm tree. He carried a pole on his shoulder. In other words, he carried a plow and a club. He was maddened with restlessness. So he had a plow. Balaram has a plow and a club, a gada. What is the significance of these two items? Plow and club. What is the significance? Yes, ma'am.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. From what I understand, Prabhuji, the plow means he plows the soil of our heart and he sows the seeds of bhakti because he is the Guru Tattva. So that is why it's the plow, and the gada is the, I think, his spiritual strength. It signifies spiritual strength with which he can, you know, blow away our anarthas. He can beat them up. So this is what I understand, Prabhu.
Very nice. Very nice. Very good. Thank you so much for sharing this. So you are absolutely right. So he plows the heart and sows the seed. Without plowing, if you put the seed, it will not go in and germinate. So he plows the heart, which is bhajana kriya. He gives initiation. He makes the heart fertile and then gives harinam, the seed of harinam, and it starts to fructify. So as a guru, plows the heart. And with his gada, with his spiritual strength, like Denukasur, the representation of all anarthas, like he killed Denukasur, so he smashes all our anarthas, especially the false ego, and allows us to develop nishta and ruchi, right? So that Balram Prabhu is appearing. Vamasruti mule eka kundala vichitra haladara bhava hena bunji charitra. His left ear was decorated with charming hearing. By his characteristic, I could understand that he was none other than Aladhara. He wore an enchanting golden earring on his left ear. By his characteristic, I naturally thought he was absorbed in the mood of Baladeva. Sorry, we missed this sloka. Vetrabandha eka kamandalu vamahate nila vastra paridhana nila vastra mate. In his left hand, he carried a water pot wrapped with a cane. Like an avadhuta person. He was dressed in blue garments and his head was decorated with a blue cloth. Like Baldeva, he wore a blue cloth on his upper and lower limbs. He held a watermark made of cane in his left hand. Right? So here, significantly, he's appearing like an avadhuta. So he's there to sprinkle that water on everybody and deliver everybody. And in one ear, he has an earring and he is trying to serve in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime sort of spread that pastime everywhere. Now, yehi badi nimani panditere haya haya dasa bara vishaya bara yehi katakaya. He repeatedly inquired 10 or 20 times, is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Pandit, that great personality that I saw in my dream, learned Hindi in Vrindavan, and when he came to the doorstep of my house, he asked the neighbors in Hindi 10 or 20 times, does this house belong to Nimai Pandita or not? Mahavadhuta Vesha Parama Prachanda Arakabu Nahi Deka Emana Uddanda. He was dressed like an avadhuta and appeared to be most powerful. I have never seen such a personality. Now this Balram is coming as Nityananda, as avadhuta, and he is now going to completely without any this thing spread the holy name everywhere. Dekhiya Sambrama Bada Pahila Mami Vinyashila Ami Kona Mahajana Tumi. I was filled with respect on seeing him and asked, which great personality are you? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking. Hasiya mara bale yehi bahi haya, tomaya maya kali hai bhakari chayam. He smiled and said, I am your brother, tomorrow we will meet. He smiled and said to be, I am your brother, tomorrow we'll get to know each other. Right? So Lord Balram, now Krishna is going to meet his eternal brother. And he is ecstatic because of that. And as he says, Harishabadila suni tahara vachana apanare vasani muni yena sehi samam. I became most pleased by hearing his words and I consider myself to be identical with him. Yasya prasadad vagat prasad. There is, in fact, if you serve Guru and you please Guru, then you will attain Krishna for sure. And Krishna and Balram are not different. Mahaprabhu said, my happiness increased on hearing the words of that personality whom I saw in my dream. On seeing him, I felt like I am he. Kahite Prabhu Rabahya Sabha Gela Dura Aladara Bhave Prabhu Garjaye Prachuram. While speaking in this way, the Lord lost his external consciousness and roared loudly in the mood of Aladara. So he is roaring now loudly. Like he's saying there is no difference, and he's practically showing there is no difference between him and Balram. In the mood of Balram, he's crying out loud. He's roaring like Balram. And now from here, in brief, I know you will listen to this going ahead. there are many things, many leelas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to do. Of course, the next verse you will hear that how he is shouting that give me wine, like Balram Prabhu has the honey flower nectar, honey. He drinks Varuni and he becomes ecstatic, not just because of Varuni, but because of dwelling in the Leela. And when he asks for wine, you will see that this is the secret behind some of these Leelas, which we'll very briefly discuss. Srivas Prabhu says that the wine you are asking for is actually within you. Right? That ecstasy, that intoxicating Krishna Prema, which he wants to give to everybody, is internally inside. Nityananda Prabhu is going to take this wine and distribute to everybody. Right? But the way, and this is some, we have seen some of these things, we will summarize. We have seen how behind the curtain of this pastimes, Nityananda Prabhu is arriving as a guru, and only through him that we will be able to understand Sankirtana. We have also seen how he is going to facilitate all this Leela. And without his facilitation, the entire preaching program will not expand. Sankirtana will be limited to Srivas Thakur's house. Now it is going to go all over the world by his specific facilitation. We will also see in many pastimes how Nityananda Prabhu externally, like in his dealing with Jaga and Madai, gives this like an avduta to everybody. Namacharya Haridas Thakur will say, why are you preaching to them? Nityananda will say, no, I want to go and if we can convert them, then everybody will get Haridam. So like avduta, he preaches to everybody. And internally, how in different places he's relishing the rasa of this Sankirtan, of this Virah Bhav of Radha and Krishna. You will see that in that passage. But how do you get to Nityananda is going to be revealed in the next few verses in the pastime. You will see a few characteristics. First of all, Sankirtan started, then Nityananda Prabhu arrived. Right? So initially you will hear Harinam, you will develop some taste, and then you will approach a guru and surrender unto. So Adho Shraddha Sadhu Sangha will happen. So initially some of the Sankirtan did start. Then Nityananda Prabhu arriving in the scene and completely distributes that mercy. One thing you will see. Second, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first, he does not tell the Vaishnavas where Nityananda Prabhu is. He tells them to go and find Nityananda. So we also, initially we will search for a guru. We will, when we become very intense in the search for guru, then, you know, you will see that the Vaishnavas cannot find where Nityananda is. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself will take them to where Nityananda Prabhu is. So initially we will do sadhana, we want to become, we want to take initiation, but you know, sometimes initiation becomes delayed. We are aspiring. And when that becomes intense, Krishna himself shows us who is our guru. He will bring us to our guru. And we get initiation. So even if you find some of the people who are aspiring, you're finding it difficult to get initiation due to many, many external reasons, could be organizational, physical, geographical. You have to encourage them that the moment you start, your desire becomes more intense. It's not that externally you have to jump here and there or try and influence somebody. No, when your desire becomes very intense, Krishna will bring the guru, reveal who is your guru. But if the Vaishnavas were not searching initially, that intensity would not have developed. So intensity develops, then they come back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and say, we can't find him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes and shows who's it. And through Nityananda, then they can achieve, like Raghunath Das Goswami did, they can achieve the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the sequence which is getting played out. Vaishnavas are now getting a hint, but they cannot understand. Krishna reveals more from the heart. Then he sends them to search for Nityananda. They cannot find. Then he himself goes and shows who is Nityananda and what is their relationship between them. So all these internal intimate things are going to happen. We just churned a few things, some things which you, the tattva and everything which you have heard before. And we were trying to relate that tattva to this particular pastime as to how Nityananda Prabhu's coming is one of the most important parts for us from a conditioned soul's perspective. So we have already hit the mark of 1 hour. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much for allowing me to share some of the pastimes, and specifically this wonderful pastime when Nityananda Prabhu is actually arriving on the scene and the Vaishnavas are going to go in search for him. Very, very thankful to all of you. Thank you very, very much. If you have any questions, comments, happy to take questions. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. A very, very beautiful Nectarian class. Very instructive too. At the same time, how you were mixing philosophy and pastimes was amazing. And the best instruction was we have to be in line with Guru's mood and instructions. Otherwise, there is no scope for spiritual progress. We might still be doing many things here, there, but if we have to progress, we have to absorb and relish and be in that mood. How shall I serve my Gurudev? So every day we should ask that question to ourselves. And it was such an eye-opening class. And I really loved the point where you said all the unfulfilled desires of so many parshads, so many expansions of the Lord, everything was fulfilled in Gaurlila. Such a beautiful realization, Prabhu. It was very nice. And of course, the Avadhuta pastime of the Supreme Lord, Nityananda Prabhu, you did it so well. A very, very beautiful class, Prabhu. Very grateful to you for this class. Do you have time, Prabhu, if devotees have any?
Yes, I have. No problem.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please go ahead with your realizations or questions if you have any.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. What a wonderful class. It's really very enlightening class, Prabhu. Thank you so much and done with pranams to you. Prabhuji, I had this just question popped up in my mind. Prabhuji, does the holy name lead you to the Guru? Suppose you have a person who doesn't know anything about Krishna consciousness, who doesn't know anything about the holy name. So what do you think happens to him first? Does the Guru go to him? Means does he first hear about the holy name and then go to the Guru? Or does the Guru come and then he goes to the holy name?
Yeah, so I think that's a very nice question. I think, while many things can happen, sometimes you meet, like Prabhupada met Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami Maharaj and then everything gets triggered. But usually, Ado Shraddha Sadhu Sangha, they come in touch with the holy name, they will come in touch with Prasad, they will come in touch with books, and by that mercy, they start developing some Shraddha. And that Shraddha, then further they associate with Vaishnavas. And then with associating Vaishnavas, they start chanting the holy name. And then from there, they start aspiring to take initiation from Guru. Which is why in this Leela also, you can see some of the Sankirtan has started, but Nityananda Prabhu arrives at the scene. That actually the holy name brings us to Guru, and Guru actually gives us the holy name. Because once the same holy name we are chanting, but when we take initiation, there is one difference. We are actually surrendering, right? So it's the same thing. For example, before going to the school, the child is taught in, before even going to preschool or in the preschool, before he takes admission, the school is taught A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. Usually when the kid goes to LKG or UKG, these days there are interviews for the kids. So they should at least be able to count the numbers, they should be able to recognize the alphabets. And when you go into the school, they also first teach you ABC and 1, 2, 3, right? But the important thing is that there you have taken admission, and to take admission, you learned a few things. So like that, you chant the holy name to get attracted, to come to the stage where you are very sure that now I have to surrender to a guru. I must beg to a guru for initiation. That faith develops. And as that faith develops, then Krishna brings you to a guru, like you will see in this pastime. And guru gives you the holy name. Now, when you chant the holy name with the admission, with the surrender, he admits you into the parampara. He takes your service. And it is said, when you take that initiation, Krishna considers you equal to him. Right? So it is holy name that leads you to guru. actually revealing the Guru. It is possible that you might meet your Guru in the first instance, but actually the holy name takes you to Guru, and then Guru gives the holy name from that perspective. Is that fine?
Yes, Babuji. Thank you so much. It's like a vicious circle, just to say.
It is a development of faith.
Not vicious, sorry. Sorry for that word.
Not vicious, but it's like circle. It's a circle. It's a circle, and the circle develops the faith. It's a spiral. It keeps on, the faith starts developing by all of this. Coming in touch with holy name, then getting Guru, then taking initiation, then further chanting the holy name, then getting to Nishtha, then Ruchi comes, you become even more. But it's a development of faith. And it's a spiral development of it. You're absolutely right.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you for this wonderful class. Hare Krishna.
Yes. Hare Krishna. And I think somebody else, Chinmayi Mataji, you had a question?
No, Prabhu. No.
Okay. Anybody else had a question? Somebody?
There are some comments in the chat, Prabhuji.
Yes. Please.
Mataji is thanking you for this beautiful class, very interactive and instructional, about in line with Guru Parampara and Lord Nityananda's pastimes.
Thank you,
Prabhu. That was such a nice class on Lord Nityananda. It was very meditative, and thanks for making it interactive. Hare Krishna, I'm grateful to you.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your time, and this was a very beautiful class, and especially when you said for us, like me, I'm such a fallen soul, in my perspective Nityananda Prabhu arriving is most important, because through him everything happens, and how we have to take his shelter. It was a very lot of realizations with that, Prabhu, in your class today. It was a very interactive, very, very nice class. So thank you so much. Thank you for giving your time and enlightening us. So we request you to come again and again. So with your permission, can we end the call today, Prabhu?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I look forward. And thank you, everybody who shared, because it helped us churn more and more. And I think everybody was spot on. Some of those realizations were very wonderful. And I'm very happy I could pick on those and complete the class. So thank you very much. Look forward to associate more. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. We offer our obeisances to you and all the Vaishnavas assembled. Vancha kalpata rubhyascha kripa sindhu
kripa.
Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, His Grace Achintya Gopesh Prabhuji ki jai.
Jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you, the devotees. Ending the call here. Hare Krishna.